Year 2012 is one that will not be forgotten in a hurry, as it marked the year the country suffered an unimaginable loss, the flood disasters that affected 30 out of the 36 states in the country, killing about 363 people and displacing over 2.1 million people, according to the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA. The flood, termed the worst in 40 years, affected an estimated 7 million people and caused losses worth 2.6 trillion naira. That year, by mid-August, the large body of water sweeping from the northern part of the country down south had killed 33 people in Central Plateau State, and by early October, it spread to many states including Delta and Bayelsa, destroying 20 health centers in Delta State alone, leading to the cancellation of appointments as flood blocked access to many places, even as several thousands of people were rendered homeless. Unfortunately, a repeat of the 2012 flood disaster is imminent, as heavy rainfall in the north and Sahel regions has reportedly caused a drastic rise of the River Niger in Niger Republic, which is already spreading fast to Benin Republic and invariably to Nigeria. According to the head of Department Geography, Nasarawa State University, Kefi, Dr. Nasiru Idris, who had confirmed the flood alert from the relevant agencies, if the large volume of water from far north washes down to the confluence in Lokoja, Kogi State, the flood will escalate, thus repeating the 2012 flood nightmare.
National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, according to the spokesperson, as well as the Niger Basin Authority, they received information from the Republic of Niger that a serious rise in water level along the River Niger as a result of high precipitation. But at least now they have to monitor right from the confluence. It will only affect the southern part of Nigeria if the confluence of River Niger and River Benue has the high water level.
Dr. Idris advised that, in addition to urgently evacuating residents in floodplains, especially around the River Niger and Benue, to higher ground, public awareness via radio and television should be intensified to educate people on safety measures in a time as this. Dr. Idris also advised on sustainable measures of flood control, since flooding has now become a recurrent problem due to climate change.
Government should provide a dam or an embankment that will serve as flood control. Anytime there's water level that rises, then they need to channel that water. During the dry season, they can relieve those water so that the riverine community will be wet all year round.
Contributing, Dr. Bidu Adeleko of the Department of Geography, University of Ibadan, listed vital preparations to include urgent clearing of the drains and forcing people out of floodplains.
Many buildings are still located within this setback and people are living there. So if you have much rainfall and then the canal floods, then those people that are living in the floodplains will be affected.
Dr. Adeleko said, while Lagos and others in the West may not be affected now, the chances are high that states in Niger Delta and others down south are at risk. A climatologist, Professor Lukayode Oladipo, had told governments in Lagos and others in southwest not to go to sleep because after the long dry weather, rainfall will come in full force after August and may cause serious flooding. NEMA, in its flood alert, said if the heavy rainfall continues in intensity and duration within the regions of the River Niger, it is imminent that flood situation similar to that of year 2012 may occur, advising people in low-level settlements to vacate immediately. Efforts to speak with the Commissioner of Environment, Lagos State, to know the state level of emergency response on ground proved abortive. However, concerned people have advised that governments should go beyond asking people in floodplains to vacate, but actually compel them to do so, because some people would not leave until they see the flood. They also urged the authorities to expand emergency response by providing flood relief camps with sufficient room and bed spaces, as well as food items. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.